Ordo Rosae Crucis.
Under the auspices of the Rose Croix, Salutem Punctus Trianguli. Dear frauders, dear sorors, my first visit to Rosicrucian Park dates back to 1966 when I was 14 years old. It was on the occasion of a Rosicrucian convention. Some members from the French language jurisdiction had taken this opportunity to travel, and I had the good fortune to accompany them as a torchbearer. In my youthful mind, it was not only Rosicrucian Park or California that I would discover, but America. The adventure and wonder lived up to my expectations. Immediately, I became attached to this country, and especially to Rosicrucian Park, which seemed to me to be very mysterious, as all the Egyptian decor made a great impression on me. At that time, I was not familiar with Egypt, but only with France and a few neighboring countries. I will never forget this first visit to San Jose, especially since, on my return home, I had decided to become a Rosicrucian. Not having yet reached the age to join the order, I had petitioned our imperator, Frater Ralph Lewis, who had agreed that I could cross the threshold of our order on the day that I would become 15 years old. Therefore, I can say that my first visit to Rosicrucian Park marked the beginning of my Rosicrucian life. The following year, I had the greatest honor of being invited for a long stay in the home of Frater and Soror Lewis. Then, on several occasions, I had the opportunity to return to Rosicrucian Park for conventions, both as a frater and as the Grand Master of the French language jurisdiction. When destiny called me to the office of imperator, I was drawn to this historical place on numerous occasions, and often for some rather lengthy stays. It was in the Supreme Temple that my installation ceremony took place, surrounded by my wife and children, as well as some friends from France, and certainly by many fraters and sorors from San Jose. I look upon these and other such occasions in San Jose as most touching memories. For some years now, I have returned to the park regularly, at least once a year, and it is always with much happiness that I stroll through the gardens and greet fraters and sorors who have always remained faithful to this place. Here I have known many friends, and I have also lost many, since the time has come for them to complete their incarnation. Nonetheless, they are always in my heart, and whenever I am at Rosicrucian Park, I think of them once again. Sincerely and fraternally, Christian Bernard, Imperator.